Do you ever feel jealous of others and their success? It's a natural emotion, but one that can consume us if we let it. Luckily, the ancient philosophy of Stoicism offers practical wisdom for dealing with jealousy and finding inner peace. In this video, we'll explore how Stoics deal with jealousy and how you can apply their teachings to your own life. Lesson 1. Recognize the nature of jealousy. Jealousy is a complex and multifaceted emotion that can be difficult to understand and manage. At its core, jealousy is a feeling of resentment or bitterness that arises when we perceive that someone else has something that we want or need. This can include material possessions, relationships, status, or even intangible qualities like talent or intelligence. Stoicism teaches us that emotions like jealousy are not inherent to the events themselves, but rather stem from our judgments and interpretations of those events. In other words, it is not the presence of a rival or the loss of a possession that causes jealousy, but rather our own beliefs and attitudes about what those things mean to us. To recognize the nature of jealousy, we must first understand that it is a natural human emotion. It is a product of our evolutionary history, as humans have always competed with one another for resources and mates. However, just because jealousy is natural does not mean that it is beneficial or necessary. In fact, Stoics argue that jealousy is often a counterproductive emotion that can lead to negative outcomes like resentment, anger, and even violence. To overcome jealousy, Stoics believe that we must first recognize its true nature. This means acknowledging that jealousy is not a reflection of reality, but rather a reflection of our own desires and fears. It means recognizing that the things we covet or fear losing are ultimately transient and impermanent, and that our happiness and fulfillment cannot be dependent on external factors. One way to recognize the nature of jealousy is to practice self-awareness and mindfulness. This means paying attention to our thoughts and emotions as they arise and examining them with a critical eye. When we feel the pangs of jealousy, we can ask ourselves why we are feeling this way. What is it about this situation that is triggering our jealousy? What beliefs or assumptions are we holding on to that are contributing to this emotion? Another way to recognize the nature of jealousy is to practice gratitude and appreciation. Instead of focusing on what we lack or what others have, we can focus on the blessings and abundance in our own lives. This can help to shift our perspective and reduce the power that jealousy holds over us. Stoics also believe that recognizing the nature of jealousy means recognizing the interconnectedness of all things. Jealousy often arises from a sense of separateness or competition, but Stoics argue that we are all part of a larger whole. By recognizing that our own well-being is tied to the well-being of others, we can cultivate a sense of compassion and empathy that can help to counteract jealousy. Finally, recognizing the nature of jealousy means recognizing that we have the power to choose our responses. While we may not be able to control the external events that trigger jealousy, we can control how we react to those events. By practicing self-awareness, gratitude, and compassion, we can choose to respond to jealousy in a more rational and constructive way. By understanding that jealousy is a product of our own judgments and interpretations, we can begin to challenge those beliefs and work towards a more rational and compassionate response. Through self-awareness, gratitude, and a recognition of our interconnectedness, we can cultivate a more resilient and fulfilling life. Lesson 2. Think about what you can change. When dealing with jealousy, it can be easy to feel overwhelmed and powerless. We may feel like the situation is out of our control and that there is nothing we can do to change it. However, Stoicism teaches us that there is always something we can control: ourselves. The dichotomy of control is a core principle of Stoicism, which emphasizes the importance of focusing on what we can control and accepting what we cannot. In the case of jealousy, this means focusing on our own actions, thoughts, and emotions, rather than trying to change the external circumstances that triggered our jealousy. So, how can we apply the dichotomy of control to jealousy? The first step is to think about what we can change. This means examining our own thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, and identifying the aspects of ourselves that we have the power to control. One way to do this is to ask ourselves questions like, what are my beliefs and assumptions about this situation? How am I interpreting the events that are triggering my jealousy? What emotions am I feeling and why am I feeling them? What actions am I taking and are they helping or hurting the situation? By examining our own thoughts and emotions, we can begin to identify the areas where we have control. For example, we may not be able to control the actions of the person we are jealous of, but we can control how we respond to those actions. We may not be able to control the outcome of a situation, but we can control our own efforts and attitudes. Once we have identified the areas where we have control, we can begin to take action. This may involve changing our thoughts or beliefs, practicing self-care, or taking concrete steps to address the situation. For example, if we are feeling jealous of a friend's success, we may realize that our jealousy is rooted in our own insecurities and fears. We may be able to change our thoughts by reminding ourselves of our own accomplishments and strengths, or by practicing gratitude for what we have. We may also be able to take action by congratulating our friend and expressing our support, rather than letting our jealousy fester. Another way to apply the dichotomy of control to jealousy is to focus on our own values and goals. By clarifying what is truly important to us, we can prioritize our actions and emotions accordingly. For example, if we value honesty and integrity, we may realize that our jealousy is causing us to act in ways that are not aligned with those values. We may be able to change our behavior by being more transparent and honest with ourselves and others, or by seeking out opportunities to practice our values in other areas of our lives. Ultimately, the key to applying the dichotomy of control to jealousy is to focus on what we can change rather than what we cannot. By taking responsibility for our own thoughts, emotions, and actions, we can cultivate a sense of agency and empowerment that can help us overcome jealousy and live more fulfilling lives. By applying the dichotomy of control and focusing on our own actions, thoughts, and emotions, we can take control of our own lives and cultivate a more resilient and fulfilling mindset. Through self-reflection, self-care, and a focus on our values and goals, we can overcome jealousy and live a life of purpose and meaning. Lesson 3. Gratitude and acceptance. Gratitude is the practice of recognizing and appreciating the good things in our lives. It is about focusing on what we have rather than what we lack. When we practice gratitude, we shift our focus away from the things that others possess, and instead, we appreciate the things that we have. This can help us to overcome jealousy as we begin to see the abundance in our own lives. Stoics believed that gratitude was an essential part of a happy life. They believed that by regularly reflecting on the positive aspects of their lives, they could cultivate a sense of contentment and satisfaction. This practice can be especially helpful when dealing with jealousy, as it can help us to see the good things in our own lives rather than focusing on what others have. So, how can we cultivate gratitude? One way is to keep a gratitude journal. Each day, write down 3 things that you are grateful for. These can be simple things, like a good cup of coffee, or more significant things, like a supportive friend or family member. The key is to focus on the positive aspects of your life and to appreciate them fully. Acceptance is another important aspect of dealing with jealousy. Stoicism teaches us that one of the main causes of jealousy is our attachment to things that are impermanent. We may become jealous when we see someone else with something that we desire, but ultimately, these things are fleeting and temporary. By accepting the impermanence of things, we can begin to detach from our desires and find peace. This does not mean that we should not strive for things that we want, but rather that we should not become overly attached to them. When we accept that things are temporary, we can appreciate them for what they are, rather than becoming consumed by our desire for them. Acceptance also means accepting ourselves for who we are. Jealousy can often stem from a sense of inadequacy or insecurity. We may feel that we are not good enough or that we do not have enough. However, by accepting ourselves for who we are, we can begin to see our own worth and value. This does not mean that we should not strive to improve ourselves, but rather that we should do so from a place of self-acceptance and self-love. When we accept ourselves for who we are, we can begin to see our own strengths and talents and to appreciate them fully. By cultivating gratitude, we can shift our focus away from what others possess and instead appreciate the abundance in our own lives. By practicing acceptance, we can detach from our desires and find peace, and we can accept ourselves for who we are. Lesson 4. Reevaluate your values. Stoicism emphasizes the importance of inner virtues, such as wisdom, courage, justice, and self-discipline. These virtues are considered the true sources of happiness and fulfillment. External things such as wealth, fame, and power are seen as temporary and fleeting. When we place too much importance on these external things, we become vulnerable to jealousy. For example, if we value material possessions above all else, we may become jealous of someone who has a bigger house or a more expensive car. However, if we value inner virtues such as wisdom and self-discipline, we are less likely to be affected by external things. We can still appreciate the material possessions of others, but they will not have the same power over us. So how can we reevaluate our values? The first step is to identify what is truly important to us. This requires honest self-reflection and introspection. We need to ask ourselves what we truly value in life and why. Are we pursuing external things because we think they will bring us happiness or because we genuinely value them? Once we have identified our values, we need to prioritize them. This means putting our inner virtues first and recognizing that external things are secondary. We should strive to cultivate wisdom, courage, justice, and self-discipline, as these are the qualities that will bring us true happiness and fulfillment. Another important aspect of reevaluating our values is to recognize the impermanence of external things. Wealth, fame, and power can all be lost in an instant. By recognizing this, we can learn to appreciate what we have, rather than constantly striving for more. It is also important to recognize that everyone has different values and priorities. What is important to one person may not be important to another. Therefore, we should not compare ourselves to others, but rather focus on our own values and priorities. Stoicism also teaches us to practice gratitude. By focusing on what we have, rather than what we lack, we can cultivate a sense of contentment and reduce the impact of jealousy. We should be grateful for the good things in our lives, such as our health, our relationships, and our inner virtues. Finally, Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can control. We cannot control other people's actions or external circumstances, but we can control our own thoughts and actions. By focusing on what we can control, we can reduce the impact of jealousy and cultivate a sense of inner peace. By identifying and prioritizing our inner virtues, recognizing the impermanence of external things, practicing gratitude and focusing on what we can control, we can reduce the impact of jealousy on our emotional well-being. Stoicism teaches us that true happiness and fulfillment come from cultivating inner virtues, and by following this teaching, we can live a more fulfilling and peaceful life. Lesson 5. Transmute jealousy into admiration. Jealousy can be a destructive emotion that can consume us and make us feel bitter and unhappy. However, Stoicism teaches us that we have the power to transform our jealousy into something positive and productive. One way to do this is by transmuting jealousy into admiration. When we feel jealous of someone, it is often because we perceive them as having something that we want or lack. This can lead to feelings of resentment and envy. However, Stoicism teaches us that we can choose to view the situation differently. Instead of focusing on what we lack, we can choose to focus on what the other person has achieved and admire them for it. Admiration is a positive emotion that can inspire us to improve ourselves and strive for excellence. When we admire someone, we acknowledge their achievements and recognize the hard work and dedication that went into achieving them. By transmuting jealousy into admiration, we can shift our focus from what we lack to what we can aspire to. So how can we transmute jealousy into admiration? The first step is to recognize when we are feeling jealous. This requires self-awareness and the ability to be honest with ourselves. When we feel jealous, we should take a step back and ask ourselves why we are feeling this way. What is it about the other person's achievements that makes us feel jealous? Once we have identified the source of our jealousy, we can choose to view it differently. Instead of feeling resentful, we can choose to feel admiration. We can acknowledge the other person's achievements and recognize the hard work and dedication that went into achieving them. We can also learn from their success and use it as inspiration for our own growth. For example, if we feel jealous of a colleague who received a promotion, we can choose to admire their hard work and dedication. We can recognize the skills and qualities that they possess that led to their success. We can also use their success as motivation to improve our own skills and work towards our own goals. Transmuting jealousy into admiration requires a shift in mindset. It requires us to focus on the positive aspects of the situation and to view the other person's success as an opportunity for our own growth. It also requires us to let go of our own ego and to recognize that we are all on our own unique paths. By recognizing the source of our jealousy, choosing to view it differently, practicing gratitude, and focusing on our own values and priorities, we can transform jealousy into a positive and productive emotion. Stoicism teaches us that we have the power to choose our own attitudes and emotions, and that by doing so, we can live a more fulfilling and meaningful life. Lesson 6. Cultivate empathy and compassion. Empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of others. It involves putting ourselves in someone else's shoes and seeing things from their perspective. When we empathize with others, we recognize that they have their own struggles and challenges, just like we do. This can help us to feel more connected to them and less threatened by their successes. Compassion, on the other hand, is the desire to alleviate the suffering of others. When we feel compassion for someone, we want to help them and support them in any way we can. This can involve offering words of encouragement, lending a listening ear, or providing practical assistance. Cultivating empathy and compassion for others can be challenging, especially when we are dealing with feelings of jealousy. However, Stoicism offers several strategies for developing these qualities. Firstly, Stoics recommend practicing mindfulness and self-awareness. By paying attention to our thoughts and emotions, we can become more aware of our own biases and prejudices. This can help us to recognize when we are feeling jealous or resentful towards others, and to take steps to address these feelings. Secondly, Stoics suggest practicing active listening and open-mindedness. When we listen to others with an open mind, we are more likely to understand their perspective and empathize with their experiences. This can help us to develop a more compassionate attitude towards them, even if we do not agree with their views. Thirdly, Stoics encourage us to focus on our shared humanity. Despite our differences, all human beings share certain fundamental needs and desires, such as the need for love, connection, and purpose. By recognizing this commonality, we can develop a sense of empathy and compassion for others, regardless of their background or beliefs. Finally, Stoics recommend practicing acts of kindness and generosity towards others. When we help others, we not only alleviate their suffering, but we also cultivate a sense of compassion and empathy within ourselves. This can help us to overcome feelings of jealousy and resentment, and to develop a more positive and compassionate outlook on life. By practicing mindfulness, active listening, open-mindedness, and kindness, we can develop a deeper understanding and appreciation for the struggles and challenges of others. This can help us to develop a more compassionate perspective on the successes and failures of others, and to alleviate feelings of jealousy and resentment. So, let us strive to cultivate empathy and compassion in our daily lives, and to treat others with the kindness and respect that they deserve. Lesson 7. Reframing Perceptions. Reframing perceptions involves changing the way we think about a particular situation or person. Instead of focusing on the negative aspects, we try to find the positive and use it to our advantage. This technique can be particularly helpful when dealing with feelings of jealousy. One way to reframe perceptions is to reevaluate your assumptions about others' success. It's easy to assume that someone else's achievements came effortlessly or that they had an unfair advantage. However, this is often not the case. Everyone has their own struggles and challenges, and success usually requires hard work and dedication. By recognizing this, we can view others' success in a different light. Instead of feeling envious, we can admire their perseverance and use it as inspiration for our own goals. We can also learn from their experiences and use their strategies to improve our own lives. Reframing perceptions can also involve changing the way we view ourselves. Instead of focusing on our flaws and weaknesses, we can focus on our strengths and accomplishments. This can help build self-confidence and reduce feelings of inadequacy. We can reframe our perception of failure. Instead of viewing it as a setback, we can see it as an opportunity for growth and learning. This can help us become more resilient and better equipped to handle future challenges. It's important to note that reframing perceptions is not about ignoring reality or pretending everything is perfect. Rather, it's about finding a more balanced and constructive way to view the world. It's about recognizing that our thoughts and perceptions shape our reality, and that we have the power to change them. Reframing perceptions takes practice and effort, but it can be a powerful tool for overcoming jealousy and improving overall well-being. By shifting our focus from the negative to the positive, we can cultivate a more optimistic and resilient mindset. By re-evaluating our assumptions about others' success, focusing on gratitude, and changing the way we view ourselves and failure, we can overcome feelings of jealousy and cultivate a more optimistic and resilient mindset. Reframing perceptions takes practice and effort, but it can be a powerful tool for improving overall well-being. Overall, Stoics deal with jealousy by recognizing its true nature, focusing on what they can control, practicing gratitude, reevaluating their values, accepting impermanence, cultivating empathy and compassion, and prioritizing self-improvement. By applying these strategies, Stoics can effectively manage and overcome feelings of jealousy, ultimately leading to a more tranquil and fulfilled life.